This is my first time in North Dakota, the one state of the 50 I hadn't ever set foot in. A friendly place. It feels as though everyone was waiting for me here. I crossed the border from Montana on I-94. It's legal to ride a bike on the interstate here, though not especially enjoyable, and I got off at exit 1. I was on my way to Theodore Roosevelt National Park, about 25 miles away, and I asked the attendant at the Visitor Information Bureau if there were any services on Route 10 between here and the park, places I might stop for a cold drink and a meal. She said there was just one, an attractive little town about 7 miles down the road called Sentinel Butte. The gas station there is a hangout, she said, where people stop in and shoot the breeze. And so it was. Sentinel Butte is an attractive place, set in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by miles and miles of wheat fields and prairie. The lawns are green and the homes are neatly kept. The whole place gives off an unlikely whiff of prosperity. As it turned out, no one was hanging out in the gas station, except the owner, who is also the mayor. We sat inside the station, enjoying the air conditioning on a hot day. He explained that the town was flush because it sells water to the oil companies that are exploring much of western North Dakota. The mayor had grown up in Sentinel Butte. He remembered when it was a bigger town, more than 200 inhabitants, back in the 1960s, he said, and he was hoping it would grow to be that size again. The population is 55 at last count, down from 94 in 2000.